Yesu azuwaho Bwana.
Come
up, yes, Christo azuwaho
Bwana. Praise the Lord, Jesus, brethren.
Tuwebaza Katonda Kitaffe.
We thank God the Father,
Omwana Omutukuvu,
the Son and the Holy Spirit,
for the kaseera katwongedde,
for the moment He's added us,
n'amaanyi g'atuwadde,
and the strength He's given us,
okuyita Mwoyo Omutukuvu,
through the Holy Spirit,
okwongera okwekebejja ebigambo by'omu kitabo.
Can you search out the words in the book?
Yes, you will see.
Praise Jesus so much.
Olwaki sibanja obeera n'amaanyi ago.
Not many people have such strength.
Yes, you will see.
Praise Jesus.
Kubanga alina w'atugambira mu Efeso.
For He tells us somewhere in Ephesians,
twetaagisa amaanyi,
and we need the power,
okusobola okumanya obugazi
n'obukulu,
si kyangu nnyo abantu okubeerawo nga beekebejja mu kitabo kya
Mukama,
wabula Mukama singa abatuukiriza kulukola batume
munaana
omwantu ku lwalijja
w'amaanyi gives us power, then we get be His witnesses.
So we need some of our
own. We need the Spirit of power,
Obama,
that is empowered you.
And
you don't get consumed with weakness in you. There is a weakness which consumes the person. For example, in this moment when it's been raining, sleep today.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Naye oluwo omwoyo akuwa amaanyi oga naye nnina okugenda.
By the Spirit who empowers you, say I have to go.
Waliwo amazima agampitako olwaleero.
Truth passing me today.
Sigenda kusibwa kangende.
I'm not going to miss, let me go.
Naye abalala afuna obunafu obwa ddala.
Others get total weakness.
Naye akanneebakemu olwaleero lwokka enkuba etonye nnyo.
Miss sleep just of today, it's rained heavily.
Naye omwoyo omutukuvu atukubiriza bulungi.
The Holy Spirit has mobilized us well.
Era atulungamizza tutuuse.
It's led us well.
Katweyongereyo era nga twongera okubanga.
Let's move on as He gets to reveal us.
Ebigambo by'omu kitabo kya Mukama bye yakunganya.
The words of the book of the Lord He gathered.
Kubanga ye yakunganya mu Isaiah 13:16.
The one who gathered in Isaiah 34:16.
Ate kitaffe gwe yayogerako mu ngeri emu 23.
Spoke of you in Proverbs 1:23.
Nti bw'anaabanga atunenyeza ne twenenya.
If He rebukes us and we repent.
Era omwoyo ogwo bw'anaatuyiwakatte ategeeza ebigambo.
Pour His Spirit on us to make us know His words.
Twagala kweyongerayo okumanya ku nkwe z'omuntu.
Want to move on to know of the personal schemes.
In question,
these schemes,
they do a
great deal, a person to get a seed of sin, which comes from the schemes of the devil.
Yes, yes, we
praise Jesus so much. But we were told, according to Proverbs chapter
4,
let's read Proverbs 6 from verse 1.
Ngere sura ya mkaga olinyolisoka.
Proverbs chapter 6 from verse 1.
Mwana wangu, obanga weyimirira muliraanwa wo n'okubira omugenyi mu ngalo, ebigambo by'omukama wako bikukwasizza.
Yes, Jesus.
Praise Jesus.
Abantu bangi twekolera enkwefe bennyini.
Many people make schemes for our own selves.
Olengera omugenyi ng'ajja.
You see a visitor is coming.
N'omukubira engalo n'omubuuza. Olagawa gwe ssebo bannyabo.
Clap hands over them, asking them, where are you going, lady or gentleman?
Oyita mu luggya lwani?
You pass whose compound?
Naye raba bw'ojja oyimiriza malayika wa Mukama.
But see how you stop the angel of the Lord.
Abadde ajja okukyalira.
The one who has been coming to visit you.
Era alina ebigambo by'omukisa by'aleese eri obulamu.
The one who was blessed while he's brought in your life.
Kubanga Mbebulaniya essula ey'13.
For in Hebrews 13.
Ayogera nti temulekangayo kwaniriza bagenyi.
Please not stop welcoming visitors.
Kubanga mbo twaniriza bamalayika.
For in them we welcome angels.
Yes, yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Naye gwe olengedde omugenyi.
But you have seen a visitor.
N'omukubira engalo omustopping ayita mu luggya lwayo.
Clap to stop them whose compound they are passing.
Kale n'olyoka weekolera olukwe.
And you make a scheme for yourself.
Era ne lukukwata.
And it ensnares you.
Olunaku lumu Ibrahimu yalengera abasajja basatu.
One day Abraham saw three men.
Nga bakyama ewuwe.
And they came to his home.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Naye bwe yabalekanga bajja basembera.
But when he left them, called drawing near to him,
n'akiwulira nti bamalayika ba Mukama.
He felt that they were angels of God.
Era n'abaniriza n'essanyu.
He welcomed them with joy.
So yabaliriza afunye ebigambo ebirungi.
He ended up getting good words.
Okuva eri Mukama.
From the Lord.
Ebigambo ebyesuubi.
The words of hope.
Yes, he was able.
Praise Jesus so much.
Naye bwe twabadde tusoma. Tulina olunyiriro twatuseeko.
But when we read, we reached a certain verse.
Netugambibwa.
And we were told.
Nti omuntu oyo akola enkwe ezize
yeeyi
atuuka ekiseera nga takyagasa nga talina makulu
kati
atuddemu ku lunyiri luno olw'ekkumi n'ebbiri
engero essula ya mukaaga olunyiri lwa kkumi n'abbiri omuntu ataliiko kyagasa omusajja ow'obutali butuukirivu atambula ng'alina akamwa akabambaavu.
Yes, you
praise Jesus so much.
Nti oluvannyuma lw'okuba nti ogenda mu maaso n'okola enkwe.
After moving on to making your own schemes.
Seri bisinga okola enkwe ku byenfuna byo.
Many times you make schemes over your finances.
Engeri gy'onaayingizaamu.
How you will earn.
Oba engeri y'entandikwa y'ebyenfuna byo.
Or how the beginning of your finances is.
Ogenda onyomanyoma ng'otandika. Okweteeka mu madaala agawaggulu ennyo.
You move on despising putting yourself in higher levels.
Kale n'onyoma emirimu gy'emikono.
You despise work of the hands.
Katonda naye n'akulekawo.
And God too abandons you there.
Nga tokulaakulana.
And you never progress.
Kale ebiseera ebisinga n'ogamba naye sitaani alabika ndi bubi.
Many times you begin to claim the devil is affecting you.
Naye ng'otambula nga tobiraku nakyogasa.
But you move when you're benefiting nothing.
Ebiseera ebisinga twerwaneko.
Many times we fight on ourselves.
Okubeerawo nga ggwe mbutufu. Tononyerezza ogasizza otya baganda
there and you're not searched out how you can profit your brethren
wanga tuweebwa mu nsi muno
for we are given this world
ebirabo eby'omwoyo n'eby'omubiri
the spiritual and the physical gifts
okugasa bannaffe
to profit our colleagues
okuzimbagana mu
to build each other
okutuuka ku kigero kya Kristo
reaching the measure of Christ
era naffe nga tweyamba
and we to help ourselves
naye singa weezuula nga tuliiko kyogasa
if you discover you're benefiting nothing
seri singa gw'oba weekoledde enkwe
many times it's you who's made schemes for yourself
natondaba kubanga osinkaniza Satan.
You have not yet met the ones of the devil.
Ayongera wansi n'atugamba.
He speaks down and he tells us.
Ngere sura ya mukaaga onyole 13.
Proverbs 6 verse 13.
Atemi amaso.
Nje omu kubonero obubeera ku bantu abo.
Some of the signs of ponderous people.
Boyogere oyogera naye nga atemi atemya nnyo.
Unto them they are winking their eyes.
Amaguka maguka nnyo.
They are not stable, settled.
Akwata kwata ku mutwe bitagasa
touch touch hits where it's not necessary
weyeunye bitasana
they get surprised over things not worthy to be surprised of
uinga nokugamba ategedde nnyo byomunyo
they even think they have understood much what you've explained them
ninga ategedde tabisizza akona moyo
not understood neither laid their heart on it
atemya nakwata ku
mutwe they're bringing their eyes and they're touching their head unnecessarily
uzatekete
think they have understood it
naye nga munange mu mutima gwe
friends in their hearts
ayina mwe nkwe muli ezigamba ho
they have schemes scorning you
ayogera bichiwo
and they're wondering what you're speaking
futwa simba de mitima jafu inywera
red planted our hearts and got firm
tedi muntu amara gatu chusa
no what just changes us like that
kati chiri singa ko sanye dobozi rimu
many times they use that inner voice in them
nti futwa kwa hakora fwe
that we
wizo mubu jagwenani
you may ask them you and who
ye no mutima gwe
you him and their heart
wango mrabe yoyo anaba wa munyuma
that your enemy will be of your own house
mutima gwe
that your heart
olimirwa na ebitundu
ebirala your tongue and the other parts
nabo twaso kokulira
just as we first heard
tonanga tugabo tuba tujajali
and God said if we get to come to him
ye ne mutima jafe jonna
we come with all our hearts
obulamu bwafe bonna
all our lives
namanyi gafe gwena
all our strength
kulemo kuwako omubisi tani ebbanga
but we don't give a portion unto the evil the devil
mu mitima gyaffe oba mu manyi gyaffe
our hearts or in our strength
oba mu myoyo gyaffe
or in our spirits
ekirala ekibeera ku bantu bano kibeera bweki
other thing on these people is like this
bwe tusoma ebintu bino nga bikuliko
when you read the things that they are upon you
kyegeeza weetaasi weerokole mu nkwezi
means save yourself from your own schemes
weturako wotudde
sit somewhere yourself
wetumulemu wekebere
look through yourself check yourself
weerokole
and save yourself
oburu akamagezi
if you seek to have wisdom
osabe katonda atamu
ask God would never refuse
oburu akengeri gyosabamu
if you fail the way to pray
otukira abakadde bekkanisa
then reach the elders of the church
mutuogera kubakadde
when you speak of the elders
tira kuogera kubamya
don't speak of the ones of the years
kuogera kwaba balina okumanya kwa katonda
speak of people with the knowledge of God
wanga babera bakuze mu moyo
they are matured in spirit
kukura mu magazine mukotege
mature in wisdom and understanding
mhm
ngeresula ya mukaga olunyinyolwe 13
Proverbs 6 verse 13
ayogeza bigere bye
akabonera akala kalimu okwogeza ebigere.
The other sign is that they keep signaling with their feet. And we told that down there
obera munyumya nayenga yali kunyoma nyoma
speaking with them and they are despising your talk.
Agamba abantu tebamanyi ffe twasimba dda nakakongo.
People don't know that we already we don't just change. Now they have raised their feet and knocking it. They are knocking their feet down there. They don't change it, but they have stepped on their heels.
I
will not change no matter how they speak. When you reach, look at the feet down there. You know that this person has their own schemes. What else speaks? Even the tongues know how to speak. Is it right? Okay. You may think they understand what you tell them. And he has a wisdom. Look at me. Wasting your time. You think they are rejoicing over your talk. But they know inside those are their ways. And they say those are their modes. Yet they put stumbling things over their lives. Proverbs 6 verse
14.
You hear what happens. Inside of them there is deceitfulness.
Every time
they can humble on the top, you see they're humbled. But inside their hearts they have plots and deceitfulness. And they may speak what's causing divisions in the people. Even just speak them and they come back. And they humble as if they have not done anything.
Yet they
have just caused hatred over 3 or 4 people. And they have schemes like those. They don't end with that character. They have done it.
And
the next time they resume it,
they
say, but me now, me I move like that. Me people don't understand me, but they will understand me gradually. You know, they reach somewhere and they tell themselves, I've done that, but what brought them? Let them experience it. But I've spoken words to them. They are confusing. But what brought them to me? People have always given themselves
to us.
They have come back again to me. Done something and they have messed up someone. But they justify it. Why did that person come to them? Let them resume it again. They tell you the same things. When you go tell them, you told me what's under anger. Have you just seen? As they tell you, it's the beginning if you try it the next time. In their life, they move in moods and situations like that. Proverbs 6 verse
15.
Now the problem, after solving your own schemes, then you will fall in the troubles of your traps. It will come when you're not aware. When you troubled many people, you've lied in the name of another. Now things will overtake you one day and you're not aware.
But
all the traps you trapped yourself.
It's you
fell in endless problems. And you claim the devil attacked me. Let me go into prayer. And I beat that demon. Anytime you pray, you see you are in a dream and you're fighting with a colleague of yourself. And you say, who am I beating? I dream I'm beating my colleague. But why I beat them more is to hinder me move on.
Akati oyo munno gwogamba ebiseera
ebisinga. That your colleague you speak of many times.
Baba bakulaga nti ebiseera ebisinga gwe mwenyini weekoledde.
They show you that many times you've made schemes and fought yourself.
Ovuddeko emyoyo emibi ekikiro kwambala ebifaananyi by'abantu.
Evil spirits which cloth people's images.
Yes, we have praised
Jesus.
Naye waliwo ewololota ekiroto nga gwe weegomba.
But at the time you dream and you're chasing yourself.
Nga waliwo aku. Waliwo akugoba naye nga.
Someone is chasing you, but it's yourself. Don't come back here again. I am chasing you. Say, who is this person? Yet it's you yourself. Say, let me show them their own schemes. How they are haunting their own selves. Have you dreamt a dream going in your pocket to steal yourself? And you go in your own pocket and you steal from there. How is this impossible? I'm going to steal in my own back.
Yes, we have
praised Jesus.
Yes,
all the long you've been betraying yourself.
Reasons
of working you don't work.
Yes, we have
praised Jesus.
There is Sulayam Kaga.
Proverbs 6 verse 15.
Amangu agali menyeka, awatali kuonyezewa. Waliwe bigambo mukaga, mukama biachawa.
Yes, you must praise Jesus. Which happened on people who make skins over themselves. Many times they end up when they are so broken. So they have troubled many people out of what they have done. They may have borrowed like from 10 people. But
they
when I come here, I give it to the other. When I get from this one, I'll pay this one. And when I get from here, I take it back. One day they fall in the trap.
When they
put it the other side and the problem comes in the middle there.
It
never reaches as they have been playing it all along. All surrounded the person. After they attack the battle to fight the devil. God hates these words. There are like seven of them. Proverbs 6 verse 16.
Waliwe bigambo mukaga, mukama byachawa. Wewawo musanvu byamuzizo jali. Amasa agamalala.
How do proud eyes appear? If you explain something to someone, but there's the way they look at you like that. They don't answer you are speaking. A person who is benefiting
from
what is, they ask at least, they involve themselves. But you speak to someone who's looking at you like that.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
No, you get another man.
Pink and it's
everyone single who get it.
And the feet are knocking.
Gabriel Boger
and they're speaking.
Katulavi.
Get a Sulayam Kaga. Olunye Yolo Kuminom Sam.
Proverbs 6 verse 17.
Olurimi Olurimba.
And now Olurimi Olurimba.
A lying tongue.
Truly,
and you lie to your colleagues. You may be making a business or a deal. And he said, don't worry. In 3 days,
I'm
going to be giving you that money.
And then,
we are workers.
And
all 3 days reach.
gundi nga sikulabye
naye
nammwe mukumenkirizingako
to be patient
fukyonyonyola muno
bannayenaakkugambenakuzinayesaasira have mercy on me
saasobodeza
I wasn't able to get the money
naye olulimi olulimba lwekaza
a lying tongue acts dry
agagwe and say ubange mwe mulowooza sente zimalagalabika
money just appears like that
akusaba emitwalo ebiri nagamba
oba
emitwalo etaano
nze
nsuubula engatto ngenda kuleetera engatto nga
nnungi
n'omugaa kale ndeetera nga nnungi naye nga ya bbulu n'atuuka yona n'atuukayo nga bbulu
bamusiira
tafunako
nnyo
akugulamu eya
bbulaaku
akati bw'akomawo
kankubuli
ebintu by'obusuubuzi tobitegeera eyo kala tejja
kukola
obeera osobola okulimba mu ngeri
zonna
obeera opalapalanya
ngera essula ya mukaaga olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'omusanvu n'engalo eziyiwa omusaayi ogutaliko omusango
kasita otandika okuwagira obutali
butuufu
oba n'osinga n'abanyumya emboozi
omuntu
naye ddala omuntu oyo nange nkakasa
kuba
bulijjo mutunuulira mu
kyenyu
naye nga mulaba alina emitaafu
kati
ekyo kyemwogedde kituufu n'owagira okusaanyawo
n'ebigambo
kubanga mukama alina wayogera mu baruumi
ssatu
nti emimiro gy'abantu egimu girijjudde obusi era wansi w'ennimi gyabwe wajjudde ebigambo ebiringa
ebitala
ngere essula ya mukaaga onyolwe kumi n'omunaana omutima ogugunja ebirowoozo ebibi
ebiseera ebisinga
many times
era awo n'agunja
and devise their own schemes
naye kati
right now
abantu bano bakwatagana nnyo ate nze siri mu gundi yaabwe levo zaabwe
these people connect so much and I'm not in their level
naye ka mbayingiremu
but let me enter into them
wanono mugambe kino
I speak this to this one
n'oli mugambe kino
and I speak another to the other
akati nzokwemba tabule bulungi
now I'll first confuse them well
obeera ngu oyina ebintuntu
byotu
otuula abantu n'obakagalowoozo ogwo
and you have your own evil thoughts
And
begin to devise yourself.
Programming
Don't devise good things.
Programming
devise programming wrong things.
Proverbs 6:18. Omujulirwa w'obulimba ayogera eby'obulimba. N'oyo asiga okukyawagana mu booluganda
kyakati kino
ebirala
byonna obiwulidde bulungi
naye
mulimu abantu nga bajja mu booluganda
ne
batandika okusiga
okukyawagana
abamu bayita mu kwewola ku
bannaabwe
abalala bakwasibwa ssente
nga
bakoze ebibiina ne bazirya
akati
obuvuyo ne bubeera
eyo
okukyawagana ne kujja mu booluganda mu
kristo yesu
mulimu abamu nga babeera mu bibiina mu groups
naye
ng'ate bo balimu tebateesa
bavaamu
nga babiri
mbo
ne bafuuka ba mugwana nnyo singa mu kibiina ekyo mwe bali era nga tasobola tutuula na munne eddakiika ttaano naye ng'oli ye
atuula naye
ne balyoka bateekako sitoore
zonna kati
bwe balaba ow'oluganda omulala nga
ajja
kakati nno mbadde nna n'ebyokukola
kanzikenaye
nga w'oluganda olwo taba kubanga
zebabadde
bakyeyongerayo olwo nga
boogeraki
okyawagana olwo ntwahowadde kubeera nabo naye
Not clear. Because you understand. You understand so fit making Romans very well.
Yes, we
have
Jesus.
You cannot move together except they have agreed.
And
it's you understand me.
You
know,
in this group,
you're like
30
people, but it's you, my best friend.
Yet
they are all in the same Christ. But when you start to share the grace, they look at themselves.
The
grace is Lord Jesus Christ.
But
I was close to the other brethren.
They are
in Christ and they are studying.
That
they are brethren. Those ways happen.
But
I'll request you one thing.
Maybe
stop stealing openly.
Maybe
immorality which is open.
Wait,
but you have schemes.
Which
are going to be destroying you.
If
you have your own way and lifestyle and moods.
There's
another who said that me have, I don't have friends.
I don't
want short friends.
What do you mean?
You have your own funny characters, I don't understand. Such of their friends, there's no one who is short among them.
It's
complicated.
They
don't start with the tall, they instead they look up, poor look in their heads.
Those
things will hinder you to serve God. God will send you with two with the tall person. Appearing in that, I try to tell you that your own
skills.
We don't know them openly as us, but you yourself, you know them.
You are
like girls, they are there.
They are not
moved with people without figure.
And
they say, brother, when you
get together,
they must measure your figure well.
And
they know who
they are.
They already measured their figure very well.
I don't
know what things you're trying to do. God can prepare a blessing in any person. And though God is mighty,
He
never despises any person.
Now,
put your own things which are not clear.
He had three hairs
on that head.
Our hair
is falling on our back.
And
that's
how
they move with.
They are in the Christ Jesus
and their brethren.
There's
another who looks eyes and they say,
I
hate people with red eyes.
Looked
how your grandfather drank alcohol and the eyes got red. Even brethren are like that.
But I want to
out those skins from ourselves. But you don't tell us what they are your skins.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus. Some people, when they are still youth, they don't want to walk with old people.
The
mother tells them, my child, escort me. I'm going to be busy.
Yeah,
they sign, they don't walk with old people.
omanyi otya oba nga anaakulaga amagezi mu kkubo.
How do you know whether they will show you wisdom along the way?
Ngere sura ya mukaaga olunyo lw'abiri.
Proverbs 6 verse 20.
Mwana wange okwatanga ekiragiro kya kitaawo so tolekanga teeka lya nnyoko. Bisibenge ennaku zonna ku mutima gwo.
Ekintu kiri kimu ekiyinza okutuyamba.
One of the things to help us.
Okusobola okwetereza obulungi.
To be able to align ourselves well.
Okugamba kontigezaako okunoonya mu byawandiika.
Try to search the Holy Scriptures.
Ebikugaana okukolebwa.
What is refused you to do.
N'ebyo ebikugambibwa okukolebwa.
And those told you to do.
Kubanga bingi Bible erina ebintu byonna.
Bible has all things.
Ekizibu kye tusiŋŋaana
kiri kimu. But the problem found is one. In all the past seasons, we've been seeking many scriptures, only those which support us and those which bless us. But scriptures rebuking us, we didn't want them.
Checking
in Bibles of most people, the words they have highlighted. When you check people's Bibles, now you're trying to align yourself. Go back to all your olden Bible.
When
you see the words you marked on yourself. Arise, daughter of Zion.
Those are the ones
you've lightened. These ones don't steal. Don't commit
adultery.
Don't point
fingers.
Those that did mark them.
When
you check Bibles of many people, you still have your old Bible.
Check,
see scriptures you marked yourself. But that's even far. The scriptures you had captured and you had them in your head. There are scriptures which rebuked you. Many times you remembered scriptures. The hand of God is together with me. You are the acts of the Lord. But the way is one. If we try to gather these words, all what is refused us to do, the Lord told us to do,
and
we begin to keep them in our hearts and to move within them.
But
many times we only have those which promise us good. There it hinders us to take out all the evil ways. Proverbs 6:21. Yes, Jesus. Praise Jesus. The words of the book, they are words of the Holy Scriptures. Truly, they are written in your heart. And you put it in your neck.
Be
the neck, it means what? It's what you speak through. When you're going to speak, remember it's written. That is written. This is not written. I don't need to speak it.
Like
it is going to be harming another. When it's in your neck. Can you tie scriptures physical in your neck? But if they are in your heart, you've already gotten the light, which will lighten you how you'll be moving. Yet if they are in your neck, you know how you will speak through them.
And
you never speak beyond the scriptures.
And
you never speak what you want to as yourself. In your neck, as you to release a word, you go back in the heart and search out in scriptures. And the few that you're holding, if I throw in this word I'm to speak,
it will
not be there and never fits in them.
Proverbs 6:22. linakukumanga era bw'onoozuukukanga linaayogeranga naawe.
Olabye ekibeerawo singa oba omaze okunoonya ebyawandiikibwa
ebyo,
oba otambula bikubeeramu,
abikukulimbira
oweebaka nga bikukuuma
anti
mubeeramu bino ebyaba
Michael
ebyawandiikibwa ebya
scriptures
ebyokukuuma obulamu bibeera mu
ggwe.
Era bw'ogoloka ne bikugamba naye amakya ga
leero Mukama
yagamba buli ky'onaakwatangako
ng'omaze
okuwulira eddoboozi
lye,
amateeka n'emisango, buli ky'onaakwatangako kirala
bwemukisaobaayo
byandiko ebyogera naawe ku makya n'otagenda nnyo ate mukuleekaana nnyo n'essaala
ezitategeerekeka.
Singa oba omaze okujjuza ebigambo bino ebyatulagibwa okukolebwa n'ebyatugaanibwa
okukolebwa
bisobola okwogera nawe ku makya kwa
subuuyo
mangu nnyo nga byatonyeewo
dda
ati nnobokedde
Mukama
abuggyeko ki, abuggyeko enjuba evuddeyo, kiki ekiri mu lunaku
lwaleero?
Owulira Efeso
2:10
egamba nti oli mulimu gwa
Mukama
Katonda gwe yatondera mu Kristo
Yesu
n'ategeka ebirungi gwe by'ogenda
okutambulira.
Mugambo akukulemberemu
obitambulireeye
ndikwa bisobola okukeera ku makyanga byogera nekateberezaamu.
But now imagine
olinamu obwawandiikibwa busatu,
you have 3 scriptures within you
kati ugenda okulokanga tebirina ebyayogedde jjo tebisobola
kuddamuawake and what spoke with you yesterday cannot speak again today.
Olunaku lulina embeera zaalwo buli lunaku.
Every day has its own ways.
So kirungi okukuŋŋaanya ebigambo bya
Katonda
era okuwa ekiseera omuntu kuva
okutuwandiikamu
nga tetukoma bukomi ku ebyo bye tuba tusomewa
naye
nga tudde nitunoonyereza ku ebyo ebyatugaanibwa
n'ebyatukkirizibwaosobole
okubeeranga n'omusana gw'ekigambo kya Katonda
wonnawonna
osobole okwewonya mu
nkwezo
ate n'okuwona enkwe za Sitaani.
And to escape the schemes of the devil. Proverbs
6:23. N'okunenya kw'oyo akuyigiriza lyekuba ery'obulamu.
Kakati owulira ebigambo ebyo.
Now you hear those words I told you.
Eteeka ki?
The law, the command.
Tuddiremu okwo tuwulire bulungi. Ebigambo bino nsaba obyawule
bulungi.
Ngero essula ya 6:23.
Proverbs 6:23.
Kubanga etteeka ttabaaza.
Etteeka ki?
The commands are a lamp.
Yesu
yebazibwa. Praise Jesus.
Singa obeera wanoonya ebiragiro,
if you thought out God's commands,
kino Mukama yakigaana kino n'akikkiriza,
God refused it, this he accepted it.
Kyangu nnyo okubeera n'omusana gwo buli kiseera.
It's easy to have your light every time.
Era osobola okutuukiriza Matayo 5.
And you can fulfill Matthew 5.
Bw'ayogera nti muli musana gwa nsi.
When he speaks where there is light of this world.
Kubanga obeera n'amateeka ge gonna mu gwe.
For you have his commands within you.
Ebyakugaanibwa okukola,
what they refused to do,
n'ebyo bye baakugamba nti kati kolanga bw'otyo,
those they told you that now do like this.
Era weezuula,
and you discover yourself,
nti oba olimu ekikyamu n'okyeggyamu,
that if you have the wrong thing in you, you take it out.
Kubanga waliwo omusana ogw'ebiragiro ogukumulisa,
there is a light of commands lighting for you.
Osobola okweggyamu enku ezo,
you can take out your own schemes.
Tokkirizanga kuteesa nga tekuli musana gwa kigambo kya Katonda.
Never accept the reason where there is no light of the word of God.
Era tokaayananga
never argue
nga tolina musana gwa kigambo okukkiriza okukaayanawo.
You don't have light of the word except you to do that.
Kubanga tukaayanya nga tuwakanya buli ekiwakana n'okumanya kwa Katonda.
We argue and contend with everything fighting with the knowledge of God.
Naye singa tukizuula,
but if we discover it,
nti ekyo kumanya kwa Katonda,
that's the knowledge of God,
ate tukaayananga,
oh, don't argue over that.
Naye kati oyinza okukikola otya?
Now how can you do that?
Okutegeera nti kati ekintu kyengeza kukayanya,
but the thing I'm trying to urge you against,
nkayana n'okumanya kwa Katonda ati kati,
with the knowledge of God right now,
eyandibadde awakanya,
the one who would have,
kiri ekiwakana n'okumanya kwa Katonda,
urge with the knowledge of God,
nesiŋŋaanya ati kakato nfuuse omulabi wa Katonda.
I find myself becoming an enemy of God.
Ebyo bibeerawo nnyo nga tubuulira abantu.
That happens much as we are speaking to people.
Mu counseling.
In the counseling.
Ne wonna nga tutambula.
And everywhere as we move.
Oyogera n'omuntu ng'akaayana ku kintu ky'atamanyi nako.
Is someone that they are chewing over something they don't know of.
Olabira dda talina musana mu bigambo bye.
They have no light in their words.
Yesu yebazibu.
Praise Jesus.
Nga bw'anaatuuka ne bamusomesa ataagira okuswala.
When they reach and will teach them, they'll get ashamed.
Ate olumu olw'okuba yagamba ye tamala gakyuka.
And sometimes people they don't just change.
Ne bw'akiraba agaana.
And though they see it, they refuse.
I've moved
people many
times.
But the light given me is a bit
more. And you
explain to someone they don't
see it. And
God tell you that one will understand it in the second year.
But they
have argued. They refuse.
Nga mutufu talina musana gw'ekiragiro kya Katonda.
They have no light of the command of God.
Talina ttahara.
They have no lamp.
Naye nga se baayogera ate ng'akakasa by'agamba.
They prove what they say.
Nakugamba gwe obwo obusiru bwammwe mutuleegangako. Mmwe temumanyi ffe bwe twakola.
Foolishness you bring to us.
When
you check their
things,
on the world that they have to speak whatever they find,
and they
don't
have
the lamp of the command of God.
I'm doing or I
argue, did God command it or refuse it?
That's
why me, I don't argue with people.
One person
argues over a lamp lighting for them and they argue against it.
You know, a
foolish person is like this.
When it
reaches night,
if
it is day, they refuse to buy petrol in the lamp.
And they say
that their eyes are seeing.
Yet
when it gets night,
get
out the lamp to light it, yet they didn't put petrol in it.
And it
too lights a little. And it gets blocked.
And
they say, I'm not
seeing.
During the day, they claim they had eyes to see.
And
in the day, there were lights which helped them to see. What we call the sun. Now, people, many times, though they have
eyes,
but they don't
see. They
have ears, they don't hear.
But they need
to be helped to hear.
Okulira,
to hear.
We need
the voice.
If it's
not there, you cannot hear.
Sibukuli.
Is it not that?
To silicate to the ulira.
Can we keep silent, see whether you will hear?
Ulira,
can the ear get to hear when there's no voice?
Ulira, the
ear is helped to hear when it hears a voice.
But you can't
hear when there is no voice.
Even the
eyes are like
that.
Not like they can't see, though they have right to see.
Many times,
though, we move this world.
And you
said, me, I can sustain myself. But you cannot.
Now,
if the sun ceases to give light,
you can
no more see.
And
God says, you told me you see very much.
Even
now keep
seeing. When
the sun has come during day,
the
world changes.
We
must get enough electricity
to wire the entire
world day and night.
For
people truthful, we don't see.
But we are
helped by the Son of God to
see. What I
try to tell you is
this. Maybe
you argue over many
things. But that's
the lamp of God.
These
commands.
For you argue
where there is no command of God.
Because
still you have no
light. You
ended up contending against God.
People
argue with God
that
there is no heaven. others say there is no hell. For still their light doesn't see there. But if they were in heaven and they told them there is the world existing, they would have said the world is not there. Now always search out the light of truth before you answer. Praise Jesus. What I try to bring is this. There we are on this planet believing is existing. We are told heaven, we say it's not there.
Hell,
some people say it's not there. But if they were in hell, and they saw the first
leaves,
and they told them there is planet Earth, and people in it are like bees, they are not burnt, they are not tormented, they would have said no.
Hell
is what is existing. We are in torment. That's what is there.
And
we are in this world. When they tell us heaven, we say it's not there. When they tell us the beauty of it, and we refuse.
Yet
we are just brought on this world. Now think of that. As
we
are young. You saw it sleeping on a mountain.
For
your light showed you that it ends there. And they told you the world doesn't end there.
And
you say it ends there, I see it sleep on the mountain.
The
day will move a long journey. You will discover the world is not ending.
So
what I try to bring is this, that the easiest way to fight your own schemes and the schemes of the devils is to get the lamp of the commandments of God and to join on this like this. Proverbs 6:23. The command is light. But we told you the other time that it's a word when it comes from the mouth of God and it becomes a commandment when it comes to us. When it comes to us, it's like a lamp coming. When you see someone bringing a lamp and he's far, it may be even the light, but if you see it far, you see as a lamp. Have you ever seen a car coming from far? The way you see it, you may see it as a lamp. Moving with a lamp and they are moving at quick speed. That's what I say when the command is coming. It's a lamp coming from far. Or it's a light. But still far. And you see it as the lamp. It's going to come out, become a law. From a commandment, from being a lamb, it becomes a law. It shines much wherever we are. Do you understand the trick? Are we understanding that? Many times when the command is coming, it's not enough. It stressed me somehow. I don't see clear what it means. But when you take it as a law, you see the light much
more.
You see the beauty of it. I try to bring those words. That is still the word of God. When it's the mouth of God, it's released to come to us.
It
becomes a command and the light. And we see it from far. When it becomes a law as it reaches to us, it flashes right all over you. After the car, you see it from far. And you see its lights come. And then it draws close to you.
It's
lighten the big portion around you.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So tukirize tugane.
Let's accept or refuse.
Engeri eliyemu yokka yokulwanisa enkwe zaffe neza Satan.
Only one way of us fighting our schemes and of the devil.
Okukebera ebyawandikibwa ebitugaana okukola.
Check scriptures which refuse us to do.
N'ebyo ebitukkiriza okukola.
Those accepting us to do.
Tusobole okuba n'ettabaaza.
That we can have the lamp.
Ez'ebiragiro.
Of the commands.
Ati tubeerenga n'omusana tugulabira ddala nga mungi.
See that the light is much.
Nga ge mateeka gye tuli.
And that the laws to us. Let's move on with here. Proverbs 6 verse
23.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Sometimes
we've not accepted rebuke and correction.
We've
not fought for such creatures rebuking us.
But the one
who teaches us to profit is who?
Kubanga bwamala otugamba isaana
18:17
naye wakati ng'atuyigiriza abeera n'okunenya
ddala
okunenyezebwa oku
bwe
bubeera obulamu obw'okumanya
nti
kino takyagala kino kyayagala. Yes,
praise Jesus.
Ebiseera ebisinga
many times
wadde nga tuyingidde kanisa
naye
ekigambo
okunenyezebwa tutera
kukyagala era bwe batunenya tuwulira obulumi bungi, tuwulira nga tuziimuddwa, nga tulinyiriddwa
n'okulinyirirwa.
Mulimu abantu bonga bateekawo embeera
zaabwe
era nga batya okunenyezebwa. Yinza n'omunenya obunenya butuufu n'akaba
n'amazigu
ng'ekyakitya kati munnange bw'oli batonenyezeddwa obulamu
obulimu
kubanga akuyigiriza ayina okunenya osobole okukakasa obulamu
bwo
naye wateekawo enkongo eri obulamu
bwogwe
bannange nze bwe bannenya mpulira
n'olutekosa
mpulira nga sijjana mu bantu nga nkoze kakati njagala ofuna
example
olabe nti bakunenya osigalawo
naye
omutima gugusobola
okukyusibwa
funayo omuntu akunenya ofuna emizaani ogende wepimeko olabe oba
wakozi
bwe bakunenya n'owulira nga okoze tokyaliwo
tokoononya
emizaani wepimemu olaba kakirozo zinaba
zikendeke
akubulire weeteerawo enkonga eyo
mugwe
bakunenya owulira nga
okoze tokyajja
mu bantu
funa
n'endabirwamu kale weerabemu obona
abookozi
mulimu n'abeerimba nga bwagitunula mu
bwatiolaba
nga ameze olutiko kubanga yayonooneka amagezi
olw'ebigirimu
mutuufu tulina badde n'ebizibu bingi era katonda atuwoneza
bubonnebakunenya
mugwe kugamba nti obeera wakozeyo lukwerwo walwetwerawo
your own scheme
naye kyemmanyi kukunenyezibwa
weruba
lukweruba lugudde butaka
kaligezaako
okugamba naye kati olaba
onvuddemu bannange
bw'aba sitaani awulira ng'aweddewo
kati
akugatta mu sisitimu ye n'agamba naawe ekkiriza
tukozetatujja
mu bantu
katiso
owooluganda
nja
kusaba ogyewo
enkwezineeza
sitaani zinaakuvangako katulaba olwabirimu ennya
ngere essula ya mukaaga onya olwabirimu ennya okukuumanga eri omukazi omubi eri okunyumiriza kw'olulimi lw'omugenyi
There is a problem we find that the one who rebukes you is the one who teaches us how to prophesy. That's the Father. And when he sends the Spirit, teach us all things, remind them to us. Like John 14:26, he says the one rebuking you is trying to keep you get from the woman Jezebel. For God knows that the skins you put there, they have become your weakness. They have become a weak ground in your heart, where Satan can sow his unrighteousness on. God rushes to rebuke you, and he can keep you from the adulterous woman
Jezebel
and the devil, the deceivers of this world. Praise Jesus. Never refuse the rebuke of your Creator. Many times we seek him to try to hear from him. We see ministers with the light of the word, and they rebuke us, and we never look at the voice of God behind them. For it's not many words of God which refuse us to do,
but
those accepting us to do, those are the ones we gathered in us. Many times you see us as a minister, the one rebuking you. But the light of the command of God never lights in you. The lamp of the command of God is not lighting in you. Even the light of His law is not in you.
So,
now you see, you cannot hear it's God telling you. That's why many seasons we say that God truly has taught us. Have you ever seen Him here? Have you seen God physically here to teach you? One day God said, that in Judah, that's where my shoes are, and my bed
in
they put it somewhere else. I don't understand me clear. It's threatening to go in his shoe and you step in it and trample it yourself. Now we may be ministers, and we became the shoe of God.
He's
put them in, come to minister. You think you can trample that shoe? I've said like this. You found the shoe of a president, and you get it out, you clothe it, and you throw it aside. The soldiers can beat you.
President,
you
the
president and you're trampling his shoe. You touch the shoe of the president and trample it. How
dare
you put it in the bed of the president? God calls us sometimes his shoes. Others he calls us his bed. Others he says, those where I keep my shirt. I can go and I clothe well and I appear. Who has ever read of that word? Anyone who has ever read it?
And
God says that this one is my shoe, and my bed is elsewhere, and my shirts are here. Praise Jesus.
You look
for it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But let's accept or refuse. We must to cease take out all our schemes.
Our schemes
will leave us, for we are lighting every day. Find you and you have no portion where they can be planted. If they find you with your own schemes, it's your weakness, your moods and lifestyle. That's the ground of evil. They grow on that. Psalm 60:7.
Gilead wange, era Manase wange, Ephraim yakuma omutwe gwange.
Ephraim yakuma.
No, Ephraim. washing the helmet of God.
Watching
over the plans of God come to pass. You know we are here.
We
see everything moving on.
Who
watches over those
plans?
Let's come to the body.
We have full
knowledge and many things.
I'm
going to go and get.
God
gives us
up.
But who watches all the plans is put there physical.
The plan
was to give the plans of the head of God.
See
the word till it's come
back.
Never watches over himself, but the gospel given him.
Zaburi esula ya nkaga olunyolo msanvu.
Psalm 60 verse 7.
Efraimu yakuuma mtwe gwange. Yuda gwe muggo gwange ogwobwa kabaka.
Kakati waliwo Yuda yeye muggo gwe.
Now there is Judah is a scepter of God.
Ugenda yuno tabula tabula.
You go and stir it up.
Uje kuulira faru.
You'll hear pigeons. These are ministers. You may touch a side which has a scepter of God, the rod of the Lord, and he will beat you.
Zaburi esula ya nkaga olunyolo munana.
Psalm 60 verses 8.
Moab, chechinabirwamu
cha.
How is the place where God washes his wash basin?
After
you troubled him, God, I'm to stand with you to sanctify your name.
Where
he washes himself in his shower,
he finds you troubling
with the washing basin. Tell them the right thing that you can wash yourself.
And to wagamba chitafu ali
mungu. Say the Father,
in your
name.
Na yena abire wange.
But you wash yourself at my side.
And kugwaroze nyo kufuka beseni ya
mukama. You think much to become a basin of God.
When he comes to
the side, he washes and he gets a relief. This my child rests me.
You are
paying us to haunt God.
Zaburi esula ya nkaga olunyolo munana.
Psalm 60 verse 8.
Edom, dimukasu kirenga toya.
Edom wama mkoye na yesh.
My shoe should be there. Come for it, clothe, go preach to the people.
God
to commit his shoe unto you.
Let
me tell you, be the one keeping the shoe of the president. The salary is right there.
We speak
of the shoe of the Lord. It's the gospel, Ephesians 6. From verse 10 to down.
And
to keep the gospel. Don't want them mixed in a messing it up. The shoe of the Lord has entrusted it to me. How you mess up the shoe of the Lord? And throw it off. And you lose the laces. Just put them aside. Don't want to move by them. Just we press it down here.
It
is getting the sole of the shoe, put it aside. Scriptures support you to stand well. Now you take them off, throw them aside. The shoe of God is committed to you. And you get out to move, clothe and move.
And
this child. All the gospel, the mystics, they have scriptures, they clothe themselves. The rest don't work for them.
You
know, you teach yourself. We have scriptures which work for us. Those people out there, and they are playing on the shoe of the Lord. And God sees you. A young child eating their shoe.
Zaburi esula ya nkaga
Psalm 60 verses 8.
There
is another he sends. And when he comes to speak,
God is things
again. Problem here like this. You'll find God. You release the voice. You say, Apostle, you man, you really speak like that. What
supposed
to speak like that? That voice has come with much strength.
Are
you able to learn those things? Will you even learn yourself?
If
you don't release your own voice, not your harshness. But it's the harshness of the law.
And it's
in the word to rebuke. People they say that they don't accept an unrighteousness. That's all we are like that. But what can we do?
If
we can't first accept that rebuke, that voice which speaks out loud,
you
stop trampling God.
Yes,
find a minute.
And
you do your funny stubborn things.
Time
will find them with your voice speaking out loud. God brings out a voice filled with power.
And
it's the voice, and when you hear the word, all this will learn them. When God begin to pass through us with his whip, you'll understand that if he beats you, I went to touch this or that. I scratched
while
he keeps his rod. I went there at his shoe, and I messed up the shoe of the Lord. I went away, washed basin,
and
water of the word which was in it.
He
told, I felt what's rebuking me. I trampled the word of God. I do what's not in his word. I darten his name. And I felt them, I say, go away. God has no mercy. You find the best thing of God. You are on the water pouring.
And
find you in his wash basin.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Dirty water pouring in the clean one. Of all unrighteousness, and you become hardened in heart.
I told you,
and you're not ready to give them up.
Zaburi esula yankago nyoro mwenda.
Psalm 60 verses 9.
Ani alinyingiza mu kibuga ekyamaanyi.
Kakati wapo. There's
the time he said that now me,
yes,
I want the one who take me into the city.
There's
every type of gospel and every stubbornness.
And
it's not corrupted and it's with me. And I enter with them in the city.
This
is the Jerusalem of heaven. You bring your things of the village.
And
say, who are you taking the village?
Yes,
praise Jesus. What it is to learn and give up all those funny moods. God can come make you plans of progressing.
No, Gamma,
and he said, no.
So if you do the plans,
do those be, I have my own plans.
So
I want to go with you in the city, we'll be well.
If you
be in a good house, you refuse.
Okay,
be there when you're poor. Sleep in your funny houses. You go and
you
sleeping in fine houses.
God has attached
only wants to hold on.
Will
enter him in the city.
God took
this of taking some time from old, his children to take him to the city. Like an old man.
Yes, he was raised.
Or to move that the gospel of truth.
But
you don't reach there, they shall be saying, God, God has
like,
let me take the name of Jesus.
You leave him aside,
you admiring every car passing.
Zaburi esula yankaga olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Psalm 60 verses 9.
Ani eyandeeta mu Edomu. Totusudde ayi Katonda. So totabaala ayi Katonda n'eggye lyaffe.
Katonda tukekyana nga nti awandika mu gundi. Waliwo yali nali gundi antwala n'andeka mu Edomu.
God reached the time and this people abandoned him.
N'antunda.
And he sold God.
Nze eriyeyo.
We are out there, but I'm no more in your armies. I left you fight yourselves.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
So,
because of time, let's end here.
Come on,
God bless you.
We
come back in the second aspect, the journey of heaven.